WHDD presents Susan Says.
I don't know about you guys, but I couldn't sleep last night. I was afraid I'd have nightmares, and yet nothing I dreamt could be as awful as the reality of yesterday in real life. Unlike those of you with real jobs, I have time to sit at home and watch the circus that was the congressional judicial hearing. I am not exaggerating. It was one of the most chilling, frightening, awful things I've ever seen. Riveting TV, but it's our lives that are going to pay the price for it. The accuser, Dr. Ford, and the judge who wants to be on the Supreme Court for the rest of my life and a lot more of his were testifying in front of the committee who would vote to send the nomination to the Congress at large. The Republican majority chose a soft-spoken, kindly librarian-looking lady to do their questioning. They didn't want to look like the 11 bully white men they are. Anyway, she worked for the famous Sheriff Arpaio. That's not a great start. She was kind and patient and almost ineffectual in her manner. Didn't really accomplish much in her questioning of Dr. Ford. Dr. Ford was also very lovely, soft-spoken, and an almost childlike voice. Very scared, nervous, reliving this trauma, which she asserted was the attack of Judge Kavanaugh and his drinking buddy back in high school. Her memory had great details. There were some gaps, but she was very credible. She seemed authentic to most. By the end of her time, they say the White House was nervous, I bet. Then, this long, awful day, came the judge. His usual thin-lipped but pleasant demeanor was gone. The White House wanted him to fight back and be obnoxious, and oh, he was. He denied everything, just like Donald Trump denied the 19 women who said he attacked them. Oh, anyway, so this judge wannabe became enraged, tearful, a scary guy with thin, pursed lips and icky facial expressions who drank water frantically and attacked the Democrats. Way back to Clinton, because he worked for Ken Starr. Oh yeah, back in the day, he wanted all the details of the sex stuff. He said this was his punishment now, huh? It was quite a performance. The White House liked it. The fact that he refused to answer any questions and interrogated the senators about their drinking habits was really scary, considering the fact that he will be trying cases, using his role to punish those who he says ruined his life. It was kind of like the breakdown of the Humphrey Bogart character in the Caine Mutiny. You know, all that was missing was that ball he rolled in his hands on the strawberries, for those of you who remember the movie. Yeah, this guy lied about drinking games and slut-shaming in a yearbook. We're talking really, really lied. He refused to ask for an FBI interrogation to clear up the discrepancies between him and those witnesses who say both things. They were there, but they weren't. They can't remember, but they're not sure. Anyway, then some of the Republican senators lost their minds. Lindsey Graham, I'm talking to you. What the hell is going on in your head? You were a raving loon, foaming at the mouth, pointing your finger, shaking. Jeff Flake, who seems to earn his name, now we see he will vote yes. And he's not even running again. And why, oh why, are Grassley and Hatch still around? They need to go to the retirement village, I'm sorry. Ted Cruz was the least objectionable, so you know what a mess this is. Bottom line, today the Bar Association stepped in and said there should be a delay, and even Alan Dershowitz, who is always on Trump's side. I talked last week about The Handmaid's Tale, the frightening America it showed. Well, it looks like we're in it now, folks, for real.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.